Passage 3.
Now, internet stock. They were going through the roof earlier this year until they ran into their recent difficulties. So the question is, has the bubble finally burst? Our technology correspondent, Katie Johnson, joins me in the studio. So, Katie, first of all, what drove these prices up so high in the first place?
Well, all the hype about the internet would have attracted some investors looking for a quick profit. But I think the real driving force has been the fact that demand has far exceeded the limited supply. There were only a handful of internet shares offered last year, so opportunities to jump onto the internet bandwagon have been limited.
And all this is despite the fact they're far from what you'd call the safe investment.
Absolutely, yes.
But what about good old profit? Do they match the performance of the share prices?
Well, this is what's so fascinating. Take Amazon.com, for example, the internet bookseller. They have a market value of $18 billion, turnover in excess of $1 billion, and yet they haven't reached the break-even point. Apart from a couple of companies, such as Yahoo and America Online, most of them are a long, long way away from making any kind of profit whatsoever, never mind the huge profit everyone is hoping for.
So why on earth is everyone so keen to invest in them?
Well, they're very trendy. And, of course, there's always the brand factor, which is another reason. Companies like Yahoo and America Online now enjoy incredibly high brand awareness. But the real attraction is the tremendous potential for future revenue, particularly from advertising. Yahoo already has 144 million page hits a day and nearly 200 advertisers. And with internet usages expected to double within 5 years, advertising spending is bound to increase.
But then, how do analysts value these companies?
Well, it's not easy. They have few assets in the traditional sense, and they all show phenomenal growth in terms of turnover. So, analysts are having to rely on alternative yardsticks to compare them.
Such as?
Such as things like audience reach. Lycos, another search engine like Yahoo, saw its shares jump by more than a third recently when figures came out saying it reached 45% of all home internet users.
So, let's turn to the recent collapse in these share prices. Has the bubble finally burst?
Well, we were due a sell-off, so it's not surprising that shareholders took advantage of the recent sharp prices. But I think what's really depressed prices is the flow of internet companies that floated recently and saturated the market with their shares. It seems that supply and demand are now leveling out. In fact, several companies have even seen their shares slightly below the offer prices. So yes, enthusiasm does seem to be cooling.
Well, it seems to me that everyone investing in internet shares is in for a bit of a roller coaster ride. So just why is the market so volatile?
Well, it's a very young market, don't forget. and many companies have been listed for only a couple of months. Also, a lot of people investing in their stocks actually use the internet to trade online. Without the broker's commission, they can afford to buy in and out of stocks several times a day. This makes the market very sensitive to any breaking news. And I think it's this responsiveness which makes it so volatile.
So, Katie, the big question. What's the market going to do next?
Well, Richard, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some of the prices being paid do reflect the value of these companies, so I can't really see prices falling much more. And although confidence will return, enthusiasm is cooling, so don't expect to see prices soaring in the near future.
So how do you see the future of companies in this sector?
Well, I think the sector is going to see lots of consolidation activity as the bigger players look to buy talent and market share. Lycos, for example, has just acquired Hotbot, one of its rivals. We'll also see one or two large established non-internet companies looking to enter the market. The giant German publisher Bertelsmann, for example, has just entered into a joint venture with U.S. bookseller Barnes & Noble to challenge Amazon's dominance on the net. And if the internet continues to grow like this, then a few of these companies are about to see substantial returns on their investments.
Now, earlier you mentioned Amazon.com, the internet bookseller, and I believe you're going to show us a graph illustrating what's been happening to their shares over the last 12 months.
Yes, and here it is. Now, this example really is typical of what's been happening throughout this whole sector. As you can see, there was a general upward trend in the first 6 months, with shares going from just $14 to over $100 a share by December last year. But then in January this year, they really took off, soaring to almost $200. Predictably enough, I suppose, investors took advantage of these sharp gains, and we saw a sell-off, which was made by February. Amazon shares had fallen back to their December level again.
So we've seen one sell-off this year already, then.
Yes, and that's why I don't think there's real need to panic about current losses, because as we can see here, there was a very strong recovery, and by May, they'd more than doubled in value again, peaking at nearly $220. So I think the recent losses were predictable. But having said that, the price has collapsed by 50% in the last 4 weeks. And finally, there we have today's price, down almost $6 at just over $111.